So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the ruling of the Mishnah in the previous daf. Ve'elu dvarim shel evdei k'chav ma'asurin, ve'ein isurin isra hana. The following items of non-Jews are forbidden only for consumption, but are permitted in other benefits. Ve'hashemet shelahen. The oil of akum is forbidden for consumption. And the Gemara cites a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel in the source for the isra on shemet. Rav says, Daniel gazer olav mishum chasnos. Daniel initiated the isra on the shemen of Akam to prevent Jews from becoming friendly with them, which could lead to a Jewish man marrying a non-Jewish woman. While Shmuel says, Zilifasen shel kel masur nasrasen. The Chum initiated that their shemen is forbidden because the Akum store their oil in non-kosher utensils, and the oil absorbs the non-kosher taste absorbed in the walls of the utensil. I think Mark explains, Rav holds Daniel gazer olav. As the pasuk states, V'yasim Daniel aliboy, asher lo yizgoel bepas bag hamelech ubayayin mishtav, b'shtei mishtoy sakasim medaber, echad mishtei yayin, ve'echad mishtei shemen. The word mishtav is in plural to teach that Daniel prohibited both wine and oil of akum. And the machlik is in how to interpret the pasuk. Rav holds, aliboy sam, ulechol yisrael hayra. Daniel also initiated this isra for all the yidden. While Shmuel holds, aliboy sam, ulechol yisrael loy hayra. Daniel initiated this isra only on himself, but not for all the yidden. And although the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, "Pitin v'shamnan yeinu b'nisehen, kulon mishmoyne esod davar hein, tamidei b'shamnan u'bishil," who lived much later than Daniel, initiated the isra on shemen. According to Rav, we must say, Daniel gazer olav be'ir v'asu inu b'gazer filibasada. Daniel initiated an isra on shemen only in the city where associating with non-Jews is more common, and there's concern mishum chasnas. And then the tamidei b'shamnan u'bishil came and extended the isra even outside the city. Well, according to Shmuel, the Tamidei B'Shamen B'Shil were the ones who initiated the Isser on Shemen, Mishum Zlifasen Shel Kel Masurin. The Gemara proceeds, Shemen, Rabbi Yehuda Ubezdino Nimnu Lav V'Hiti Ruhu. Later, the Bezin of Rabbi Yehuda ruled that the oil of Akab is permitted for consumption. Tesis explains this refers to Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who is also referred to as Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The Gemara asks, how could Rabbi Yehuda override the ruling of B'Shamen B'Shil? A bezin cannot override a decree of a previous bezin unless they are greater in wisdom and in numbers. Furthermore, a bezin, even that of Eliyahu, cannot override the Yisurim of the Yotchez Davar, because the majority of the Yidden accepted these Yisurim. Gemara explains Rabbi Yehuda could permit Shemen because Shekein loy pashat Yisru b'Rabbi Yisrael. The majority of the Yidden did not accept the Yisru on Shemen. And in Goizen Gezer ala Tzibra l'kein reib Tzibri chon lamed ba. A Bezni cannot issue a Gezer on something that the majority cannot adhere to, as the Pasuk states, b'me'era atim ne'arim ba'itzi atim kaiv ma'goy kulay. Ik goy kulay in, iloy loy. Only a Gezer for the entire nation is binding. Rabbi Yehuda held that there is also no concern for Zlifasen Shekel Masurin, because Rabbi Yehuda held Nois and Tam Levka Mutter. The taste absorbed in the walls of the utensils becomes spoiled after one day, and is therefore permitted. The Gemara now elaborates on Rav's statement of Pitan, V'shamnan Yenu B'nisein Kulon Mishmoyna Asa Davarhein. The Gemara asks, B'nisein Mahi, what is it that they impose on non-Jewish women? After all, B'nisein Dairaisi, Dechsev Lois Yischatenbam. It's an Issa Dairaisi to marry a non-Jewish woman. Nachman Yitzchak says, Gazal b'nesei nida sima risusan. They initiated that the non-Jewish women are considered tamei nida from the time they are born. While Geneva Mishmei Derav says, Gazal fili yichud mishum avoydes kechavim. As the Gemara explains, Gazal pitan v'shamnan mishum yenun. They initiated a prohibition on the bread and oil of Akum, so that a Jew should not come to drink their wine. And val yenun mishum b'neseihen. They initiated the prohibition on the wine of Akum, so that a Jew should not come to be secluded with a non-Jewish woman. And Gazal Yichud B'Nisein Mishum Dava Acher. They initiated that a Jewish man may not be secluded with a non-Jewish woman, so that a Jew should not come to worship Abayt Zara. And Gazal Dava Acher Mishum Da Acher. As the Gemara explains, Gazal Tinik Aibik Acham Mishay Tame Beziva Shalei Hei Tinik Yisrael Ragalas Lebe Mishkab Zachar. They initiated that a non-Jewish boy is considered Tame Ziva from age 9, so that a Jewish boy should not befriend him because it could lead to immorality. And for the same reason, Tinaikis Avoidis Kechavim Bas Gimel Shana B'Yamechad, Hayel V'ru'uya Labiyah Metamanama B'Ziva. They initiated that a non-Jewish girl is considered Tamei Ziva from age 3. As part of this discussion, the Gemara elaborates on the sources for the Isra Biyah and Isra Yichud of Jews and non-Jews. Biyah Der Chasnus, the source for the Isra Biyah of Jews and non-Jews through marriage, is in the Pasuk Lisit Chatenbam. Biyah Der Znus, the source for the Isra Biyah of a Jew and non-Jew through Znus, is as follows. Regarding Oyvik Echavim, Habab Bas Yisrael, the Beis Dina Shal Shem Gazer. The source that a Jewish woman may not be mezana with a non-Jewish man was initiated by the Bezen of Shem, as the pasuk that refers to Yehuda B'Tamar states, "V'yem Yehuda hoitziuhu b'tisarif." Tamar was sentenced to be burned because she was suspected of znus with a non-Jew. Regarding Yisrael, Habal Avedis Kechavim, the source that a Jewish man may not be mezana with a non-Jewish woman depends. B'fahesya halachal mesh mesinahi. The source for the isur znus in public is through the halachal mesh mesinahi of Habay laramis kanon pagim bay, as in the case in Parashas Pinchas. And Betzina, Bezidino shel Chashmenor Gazu. This is Nus in private, was initiated by the Bezin of the Chashmenor. Yichud de Eishes Ish, the source that a man may not be secured with a married woman, is in the Pasuk, Yisischa Achicha Benimecha. If your brother, the son of your mother, entices you for Avodah Zarah, the Gemara asks, V'chi ben A Mesis ben Av Eina Mesis? Why does the Pasuk mention only a son of one's mother? The son of one's father might also be Mesis for Avodah Zarah. El ben Mesiachirim Imoy, Ve'in Acher Mesiachirim Kolarai Shabbatar. The pasuk comes to teach that only a son may be secluded with his mother, but otherwise a man may not be secluded with a prohibited woman. Yichud de Pnuya beis dina shel Dava Gazru. The issue that a man may not be secluded even with an unmarried woman was initiated by the Bezin of Devar HaMelech. Yichud do'ivedis kechavim tamid b'shamuk b'sil Gazru. The issue that a Jewish man may not be secluded with a non-Jewish woman is the gzera of b'nei sehem initiated by the tamid b'shamuk u'b'sil.